Listen, I'll start off by just really addressing, DJ's situation so that we all understand where the decision came from. We got in yesterday afternoon. We started talking about it. We had a couple of injuries yesterday in practice. We had to get down to 75 players. As a coach, you're always looking at it from an optimistic standpoint. But after discussing it, we didn't feel like he was going to be ready. We feel like it's still – he's still a couple of weeks away from actually being ready to be out there practicing and playing football. He's going to need some time to get into football condition, football shape. And because we needed the roster spots for this game, we went ahead and decided to make that move. He'll miss the first five games of the week, first five games of the season, excuse me. And he'll be out for 6 weeks. And then at that point, he can return to practice. And could potentially return to play depending on where he's at physically. So that was the decision. That was the thought process that went into making that decision. And that's the reason why we made that decision today as opposed to waiting and making that decision on Saturday.
How optimistic are you that Hayden will be 100% after the 6 weeks, five games?
Yeah, well, I'm optimistic because I think he's gotten a lot closer. Again, I watched him work out today. He looks a lot better, and you can see him running around and moving around. He's able to do some planting and some cutting, but it's a big difference between being over with the trainers and being able to do that and actually going out and playing football. So that's why we made the decision. I'm optimistic that he'll be ready. I think he will. I think he's close. He's probably a couple of weeks away from really being able to participate in any type of football activity. And that being the case, we felt like it was the right move to hold him out.
When you first told us about this beginning of camp, you described it as a 1 to 2 month injury. Typically, it's going to be about four before you can practice.
Yeah, well, I think what you look at is you don't know exactly how guys are going to respond to different injuries. He's working extremely hard to get himself back out there. He's just not ready yet. And I think we all, were hopeful that he would be ready. But based on where he's at right now, he's not ready to play football.
What is he allowed to do the next couple of months?
6 weeks.
Continue the rehab process. He won't be able to participate in practice. But he'll continue the rehab process, and we'll be able to really amp up, over the next 3 or 4 weeks, we'll really be able to amp up his conditioning level and amp up some of the football-type moves that he'll have to do, when he's able to come back.
You mentioned a couple of guys were hurt in practice yesterday. Who was injured?
Greg Jenkins and Larry Asante.
Okay.
Considering the amount of time he's missed, how quickly, when he starts practicing, how quickly is it something where he can come back?
I think we'll have to determine that. He's missed a lot of time, but if he's staying into it mentally, which he has been, my hope is that he'll be able to come back quick. I wish I had that crystal ball and I could tell you exactly where he's going to be at physically and mentally when we hit that 6 week point. But I don't know the answer to that. My hope is that he'll be 100%, and hopefully the mental part will come back real quick.
What's his mood like?
He's disappointed, as any competitor is. He wants to play. He wants to be out there. He doesn't want to miss any more time. But that's a decision that we got to make as a football team, as an organization, and that's – that was a decision that we made, what we thought was best for this football team.
Is Checo the third corner, and will he be ready for the opener?
I don't know if he'll be ready or not. He's going through the rehab process too, my hope is that he is. And I think who the third corner is, that's still to be determined. Some of what we'll see on Thursday night will go a long way to determining that.
And Kerry and competing for that spot, or
Yes. To determine. Yeah, I think both those guys have really done a good job of competing. We haven't seen as much of Nico Thorpe. We've seen a little bit more of TJ Carey. Again, like I've said with Nico, I was pleased with what I saw before he got injured. I liked what I saw in the Green Bay game. But a lot of the determination will be based on, what we see on Thursday night.
So theoretically, those guys will play outside and Carlson move inside to the slot?
Yes.
You guys got anything more?
Matt.
CO Moore. Oh, pardon me. CO Moore. Was he okay out there today?
Yeah, he moved around out there. He's still not, he's not 100%. But we felt like he felt like the best thing for him to do was to get out there, move around a little bit, stayed out of contact, but at least go through some of the individual drills and stuff like that to begin to get some movement back.
With Matt not practicing again today, he's not going to play Thursday night.
I don't anticipate him playing. My anticipation is we'll see a lot of Derek Carr and Matt McGloin in this game.
Do you think you'll see Matt throwing when you come off
today.
This game? Oh, he threw today?
He threw today on the side with the trainers, which was a good sign. That was a positive sign. Again, we'll see. We'll see where he's at tomorrow, and take it day by day with him.
How much was Menelik able to do out there today?
He got some team reps. Again, he's another guy that's not 100%, but he's battling through it. He's fighting through it. We're going to continue to push him in the rehab process, and hopefully get him back here soon.
With Derek not playing in the last game, this game looks like a good opportunity for him to get some more NFL experience under his belt.
Yeah, no question. He needs the experience, as with all these young guys. So for him to be able to get out there against a really good defense and get some more game experience will be a big part of his development.
Have you done much film study of Seattle at all?
Yeah, we've done a little bit. Not to the extent that we would do in a normal game week, but we began the process. Over the last couple of days, as coaches, we've looked at it, and we'll begin the process with looking at that with the players a little bit.
You'll probably see a lot of Pryor. How has he looked on film?
He's still extremely athletic. He can make a lot of plays in the pocket, moving around in the pocket, creating. They're doing some things with him with the read option game, which, presents a big challenge. Obviously his speed is something that we're certainly concerned about. He's shown a lot of the same things that we saw when he was here.
Good to be able to go up against a guy like that. You don't really have that kind of guy on your team in case you need to face.
Yeah, well, we're going to face some of that stuff, week one against the Jets. So I think really with all three of their quarterbacks, talking about Seattle, I would anticipate we're going to see some of the read option stuff. They've done it throughout the preseason. If we get some of those plays, that'll be good experience for us going into week one versus the Jets.
Updates with Seabass or with Osbury?
No updates. They're both still going through the rehab process. They're both doing better. And we'll just see how that goes.
Will Seabass pick Thursday or probably not?
Probably not.
Okay, thank you, guys.
Thank you. All right.